SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Pilipinas, mula Melbourne. Nagtungo ng Pilipinas, may 16 na taon ang nakalipas, si Erwin Santos. Magandang araw, Erwin.
Hello, magandang umaga.
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you.
So, 16 years ago, lumipat ka at nagbalik ka sa Pilipinas at sinimulan mo ang isa sa mga kilalang pastime o favorite sport dito sa Australia, ang footy.
Part of the first original crew na naglaro dito. There was a couple of Australian guys, Peter Stone and Derek Ackery. Sila yung nag-start talaga ng AFL dito. And I remember then there were times na there were only, you know, 9 players aside that would come during weekends. But then eventually it grew and grew and grew. And obviously, you know, with the number of expats that are coming through here, that was yun talaga yung target market nila, which is the expats, originally. But now it has changed. So, you know, in that 14-year span, I've seen people come and go. I've seen the club grow as well, and I've seen the level of football grow really, really well, to the point that we became, you know, one of the major players in AFL Asia, and we actually won the Asian Championships noong 2016.
Wow.
Where were we then? We were in Vietnam. Nung nanalo kami noon.
So Aussie rules football.
Yep.
Competition sa iba't ibang bansa sa Asia.
Yes, within Asia. Yes, very, very interesting.
Sa ngayon, ikaw yung captain ng Philippine Eagle.
Yes, the Philippine Eagles.
And so sa kabuuan, ilan kayong mga taga-Australia or Australians?
I would say probably 90% of the team is from Australia.
So mahirap ba hikayatin yung mga Pinoy na sumali sa inyo?
Yes, because of yung physicality ng sport, di ba, ng Australian football.
Very physical.
And whatever happens on the field stays on the field. Whereas yung Pinoys, di ba, kung makanood ka ng basketball dito, konting ganun lang.
Away na.
Away na, di ba? So that, I think that's the hardest thing to kind of explain and undo, di ba, from the Pinoys. But the younger generation, I think now, they understand it, they get it, and that's who... we're tapping sa yung parang sa future plans namin for the Philippine Australian Football League.
How many days a week do you practice? Do you train?
So we train once a week and then we play every Saturday kami naglaro.
Pagkatapos, sinusunod niyo ba yung footy season din dito?
Yes, we do. So kung ano yung AFL season, we follow the same season dito.
Meron ba kayong proper coach o meron lang designated coach?
For international games, meron kaming coach. When I say international, so if there's a visiting team that's gonna come over here, or we might do a little tour, say to Malaysia or to Hong Kong or Thailand, we have an actual coach for the whole Philippines, the Philippine team. Pero pag yung local games namin, it's just parang kami-kami lang. That's just how we do it, yeah.
So, sabi mo nga, mga expat, yung naglalaro or kalaro mo sa team mo. So, iba-iba yung age range ninyo?
Yeah. Iba-iba.
Iba-ibang generation?
Iba-ibang generation. There's the young ones, there's the slightly older ones, there's the in-between. So, yeah, it's you know, but makita mo rin yung level of football is like different all out. But we tried to even out the teams naman na... Diba? It's not all the oldies on one and all the young ones on one team. Diba? They can just run rings around them. So, yeah.
So, ano ba yan? Sa team nyo, merong Buddy Franklin at may Buddy Franklin Jr.?
10 years. Well, then we've got guys who are really, really fit, and guys who will go straight for a beer after the game.
So, pag naglalaro kayo, parang nababalik yung sense of living sa Melbourne or sa Australia. Parang.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ako, I grew up playing football from a very, very young age. And when I moved here to the Philippines, that was parang taken away from me for about 4 years. I didn't know na meron palang league dito na ganon. So, alam mo, the moment I found out, I was like, wow! It brought everything back. So, you know, absolutely,
for that one game, you kind of think you're still, you know, in the local grounds of, you know, where you grew up, kicking the ball around.
But grand final weekend next week. Anong gagawin ninyo?
So every year we have the Philippine Australian Football League together with the Australian New Zealand Chamber of Commerce here in the Philippines. We have a function, and that's grown as well as the year. So every year we get a legend that comes through.
Wow.
We've got Gary Bacanara, who used to play for Hawthorn. He's coming over and watching that with us. And it's a really, really good day. And I host the event, you know, every year. It's really, really fun, and you'll see all the Aussies get together in one place and yell and scream at, you know, at the big screen and eat meat pies and drink
VBs.
Drink VBs for, you know, for a couple of hours. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
So yung meat pie nyo galing din ba sa Australia o gawa na dyan?
Yes, it is. Yes, they ship them over.
And do you also wear your own footy colors?
If your team's in the grand final, yes.
At kayo ay takdaring maglaro sa October 13 sa Asian Championships?
Yes. That's right. The AFL Asian Championships, it's going to be held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia this year on October 13. And we're looking to bring back the cup because we lost it to Malaysia last year, and we're looking to take that cup back with us.
So yung tournament ba to isang weekend lang?
No, it's one day lang.
One day?
It's modified game naman. You don't play one whole, you know, Australian game, Australian football game. You play a series of like 12-minute halves, and you probably play about 6 games in total if you make it all the way to the final.
So, as the Aussies say, you'll probably be knackered by the time you finish.
You are absolutely knackered. You know, you have one beer at the end of it and you pass out.
Good luck with your tournament on October, and thanks for your time, Erwin, and we'll hear from you again soon.
No worries, thanks. I just want to do a little plug. You guys can check out the Philippine Australian Football League. We're on Facebook, just search for it. Have a look, and you know, we usually have our results and stuff live on there during the tournament on October 13.
Maraming salamat, Erwin Santos.
Maraming salamat po.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.